This is Fresh Air. Today, Mikhail Gorbachev told the world how he was overthrown in a coup after he refused to cooperate with its leaders. His resistance has won sympathy even from some of his critics. But my guest Vitaly Karotich is withholding judgment on Gorbachev until he sees how the Soviet president uses his newly regained power. Karotich is the editor of Ogonek, which was the first Soviet magazine to take advantage of the new freedoms under Glasnost. This summer, Karotich has been in New York, so he watched the coup on American TV like the rest of us. He told me earlier today that he thinks the coup is the price Gorbachev paid for choosing to surround himself with hardliners.
We received government where he pushed people like Yanayev, Yazov, Kryuchkov. All those people were his. And pushing them there, he always repeats the same sentence. I know with whom I want to work. I want you to elect them. We voted against. Yanayev was pushed to vice president office by force. And now it's first lesson from Gorbachev, that if you try to do something to build your government in non-democratic way, you'll have something non-democratic like this coup d'etat they presented him. That first. Another thing, for many months, we asked Gorbachev to quit the Communist Party. Because Communist Party practically was only political organization in my country, and this political organization destroyed country and built the situation from which we now try to climb out. Gorbachev don't want to quit. Coup d'etat against him was organized by the high officials of the Communist Party, members of Politburo. When he was ousted, Communist Party never called people to resist. Call to resistance was announced by non-party Yeltsin. And Communist Party betrayed its general secretary, its second lesson. And I think Gorbachev must quit the Communist Party. That's two first lessons which are important for me. And if Gorbachev understands them, we'll go faster.
What are some of the questions you have now about what really happened during the coup?
First of all, it's a lot of mystery in this coup. I cannot understand the way in which this coup was organized. I cannot understand why it happened on Monday in working day when everybody were in their offices. I cannot understand why army was so passive. I cannot understand why KGB people who are specialists in coups were so passive. I cannot understand what they want to reach by this coup. Because those people who killed the Bulgarians in Paris from Umbrella, those people for whom to organize a heart attack, it's absolutely not a problem. They did it in such a stupid way. I cannot understand, and of course I never believe in this, but I can understand the rumors that Gorbachev organized it himself. You see, I never believe in this, but I can understand why people are thinking so. Another thing, army. I cannot understand why helicopters, why aviation, why it's airborne. It's a lot of questions. And for me, I now want one thing, open trial over the members of this committee. If Gorbachev will start amnesties for them, I'll never believe him and I'll strongly protest against.
Do you feel any differently toward him now since he resisted the coup?
You see, I cannot feel him now. Yesterday I saw him arriving to Moscow. It was simply a tired man, nothing more. I want him to understand that displacing strong liberals who supported him, like Yakovlev Shevardnadze, he replaced them by strong reactionaries. He received the result. I think now he must do something. If not, what can I tell you? If not, it means he lost.
So you're holding your opinion until you see how he behaves in this post-coup period.
Yes. I think now he must make decisive and strong moves. If it is not possible for him, it means he has not moral right to rule our country.
My guest is Vitaly Karotich, the editor of the Soviet magazine Ogonek. More after the short break. This is Fresh Air. We're talking about the future of life and politics in the Soviet Union after the coup with Vitaly Kurotich, editor of the Soviet magazine Ogonyok. How did it feel for you to be in the United States, having to watch all of this on a distance, at a distance on TV?
No, it was terrible, of course, but I had telephone, I had many calls, it were 60 hours. I think if I'll be there, I'll be one of them, but I'll change nothing, because magazine was forbidden in time of coup. I think I feel myself as everybody who is far from his home when tragedy is going around this home. But now I'll be there back. I'll see.
What have you been doing in the United States? What has brought you here at this time?
I am working in Columbia University, teaching there, researching there. I was invited by Columbia. They have such a Freedom Forum, Gannett Center. And I came there in the middle of this summer simply to work because I think that summertime is the most relaxed time in the year and the best time to be out. Who knows that coup d'etat will be in August?
Right. I'm wondering what it was like for you to watch a coup d'etat in your country as it played on the media in the United States. I mean, this must have been an interesting experience for you, being a media person yourself.
Yes. American media is quite different, and the role of American media is quite different. We never do what American media do. Sometimes American media is full of pseudo facts. All the summer, American media discussed as May American event is young Kennedy slept with this girl or not. Main event in superpower. I think those pseudo events sometimes make American media of the happiest country. But you have really good newspapers. I like New York Times. I like Washington Post. I like Wall Street Journal. It's really strong, good newspapers. There are real news. It's simply necessary to know what you want to read in America.
Now, what happened to your magazine, Ogonyok, during the coup?
These coup organizers permitted only 9 publications to be published. And of course, Ogonyok was not between them. People start to think in what way they'll live in those conditions, but in 2 days it was finished. You see, we really had not experienced how to live underground.
Now, Boris Yeltsin has taken control over Soviet TV and TASS. They're under his control now. Is that good news as far as you're concerned?
Soviet TV was under terrible conservative control. Soviet TV, headed by Kravchenko, Communist Party, toughliner, became impossible. If, as a result of this coup, Kravchenko will be ousted, or if something will be changed in TV, I'll be happy. And Yeltsin is a good person to do it, because not far ago, for 3 months, he tried to receive 15 minutes on TV, and the head of Soviet TV forbid him. I think it's good reason to kick him out.
I'm wondering if you think that Gorbachev will have a more open-minded attitude toward the media, since when he was being held prisoner in the Crimea, he was really dependent on shortwave radio to find out what was happening. I mean, he's really learned what it's like to need the press freedoms and the international press to know where you are.
I believe, but I think those 2 days and a half, maybe Gorbachev had not enough time to build his system of salvation. Now many things are depending on how deeply he understood what was going around him. Let's wait for Gorbachev's decisions. If he'll not show that he understood the situation, of course he has no chances on elections in 92.
Are you optimistic that things might change for the better since the coup was foiled?
I'm optimistic because it's impossible to imagine that in such a big country nothing will happen. Something will happen. I am not optimistic in short time. I am not ready to tell you that day after tomorrow we'll have good supermarkets and food everywhere. But I think that in the close future we'll not die from starvation. For me, it's quite optimistic. And I think our level of optimism simply a little different from your demands. If we'll not die from starvation, it's very optimistic and very good solution. If Communist Party will go out from political life, it will be one optimism more. And in this way, drop by drop, I start to put my optimisms, and maybe just after me, it will be good life.
Boris Yeltsin has emerged from this failed coup as the popular leader in the Soviet Union. Do you think politically he's worthy of the stature that he has now?
It's good, but you see, we never elect presidents to arrange meetings against coup d'etat and to stop tanks moving towards White House. We elect presidents to organize normal life in the country. Yeltsin shows himself as a good and brave person. But I need what he really must do, that to rebuild our industry and to change our agriculture. Sometimes to fight against tanks easier than to fight against bureaucrats. I think Yeltsin will win in both struggles.
What kinds of struggles?
Against bureaucrats and against tanks. Now he win tanks. Bureaucrats still alive.
What was the moment you were most moved by in the past few days?
Bush position, Western people position that here, and the Soviet people position. I like that we start to be fearless, and I like that American Democrats support us. If you'll have coup d'etat, I'll support you.
Vitaly Kirotich is the editor of the Soviet magazine Oganyok. He spoke to us from New York. This is Fresh Air.